continue on Lamed Dalet Amud Aleph, six lines up from the bottom, when the lines get wide. Tanu Rabbanan. Hachartzanim behazagim shel ovdei kochavim, lachim asurim yeveshim mutarim. So in the Mishnah, there's a machlokas between Rabbi Meir and the Chachamim about the seeds and the peels of grapes. Rabbi Meir said that the seeds and peels of grapes are always aser hana, even hana. And the Chachamim distinguished between moist ones and dry ones. And that's what this brisa states also. Moist ones are prohibited, but when they're dry, they already lost they're new. They've lost their flavor. Hainu lachin hainu nevashim. So what is considered moist and what's considered dry? Is it arbitrary? Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, lachin kol yud beis chodesh yevashim la'achar yud beis chodesh. A lachin is 12 months since the grape has been pressed, and dried means after 12 months since the grape has been pressed. Idmar, on a related note, to Amar Rabba Bar Rachan, Amar Rav Yochanan, kishen asurin asurin afilo b'hana, kishen mutarin mutarin afilo b'achila. When it says that it's asur during those first 12 months, it means even to get benefit from. Obviously, eating it would be prohibited, because that is another type of benefit. And when it's mutter after 12 months, it's even mutter to eat, not only to get benefit from. Amar Rav Zvid, Haider Daya de Chamra de Armoi, Basar Tracer Achishasa Shari. Another example of after 12 months, there's something permissible to consume. The wine sediments of the Arameans, you can consume after 12 months. Amar Rav Chaviva, Bray de Rava, Hani Gulfi, Basar Tracer Achishasa Shari, that these jugs that carried wine after 12 months, you can use them, which we already saw in the previous Gemara. Amar Rav Chaviva, Hani, after the tayi basar tracer achishas ashari, this leather flask that is used by travelers, by hochei drachim, Rashi says, after 12 months, you are allowed to use it. It loses its tom inside the absorptions, loses its tom after 12 months. Amar Rav Acha, Breder Rav Ika, Hani Portzani da armoi basar tracer achishas ashari. Portzani de armoi are, the Rashi says, psolas shel anavim, some sediments of grapes, or items that you usually discard after 12 months. That's permissible to use. Amar Rav Acha Breid Rava, hani gulfi shchimi ve'ochmi betracer yachi shasashari. Not only did you mention before that jugs are, that carried wine are permissible after 12 months, even red ones and black ones are permissible after 12 months. In other words, even though the wine caused it to become discolored, even so, after 12 months, we assume that all the absorptions have now disintegrated. The Gemara continues, Behamurias. This is Machlokas in the Mishnah, again, between Rabbi Meir and the Chachamim. Rabbi Meir said that Murias was Iser Hana'a, and the Chachamim said it was not Iser Hana'a. So now let's try to understand what this Murias is referring to. Tan Rabbanan, Murias Uman, Mutter, Rabbi Yehuda ben Gamliel, Omer Mishum Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel, Af Chilek Uman Mutter. So Murias of an Uman, according to Rabbi Yehuda ben Gamliel, is Mutter. According to the Tanakhama, if an Uman makes Murias, then it's Mutter. There's no concern, even though our Mishnah said Murias either was Iser Hana or Iser Achila. If an Uman makes the Murias, a non-Jewish Uman, it's still going to be, it will be permissible to consume. And Rabbi Yehuda ben Gamliel adds on, even a chilek made by an uman, a non-Jewish uman, is mutter. A chilek is something different that's also connected to fish, as we'll see in a little bit, and taking out the oils. But that's not what our topic for now. Tani abimi brei de Rabbi Avo, murias uman mutter, hu tani lav hu amrla, pam rishon v'sheni mutter, shlishi usser. My time of Pam Rishon Vesheni Dinavas Shum Nayul Tsarach Lamir Mibu Chamra Mikan Ve'elech Ramabu Chamra. So he qualifies the statement that it's true, while it's true that Murias made by a non-Jewish Uman, an expert, is permissible to consume, it's only the first two times, but the third time and on, then they are going to use Yain Nesach in the Murias, and therefore it would be prohibited to consume. What's the idea? The idea then, by making this Murias, is they're taking out the fat from the fish, and usually the first two times that you soak out the fish fat, it has a high fat content, and therefore you putting wine into the mixture would ruin the taste. But by the third time, when there's only a minimal amount of oil that's being extracted from the fish, you need to put in some wine to give it extra flavor. Hahu arba demorisa daasi lin nemila daako. There was a story where there was a boat carrying a lot of murias, which came to the port of Akko. Osiv Rabbi Abba de min Akko neturi bahada. So when it reached the port of Akko, Rabbi Abba, who lived there, he set up guards that nobody should touch it, that no idolater should come in and mix it in with wine potentially. Amrle Rava Adeina man nature. So Rava said to him, "Well, all of a sudden you're so concerned about an idolater mixing in wine into the Murias. What about the whole entire trip? Where it embarked from, and then the whole entire trip. Why weren't you concerned then?" "We should be concerned." Amrle, Rabbi Abba responded to him, "Ad in lemaynechus." They said, "Up till now, there's no reason to be concerned. Imishum de ma'arvi bichamra. If you're concerned that somebody added wine into the Morias, I'm not concerned. You know why? Kista de Morias bluma." A measurement of Murias in that particular area only cost one lum, which let's call it one zuz, but wine cost four zuz for that amount. So wine was very expensive. So they're not going to put wine into the Murias since it wasn't economically a smart thing to do. Therefore, we're not worried that it was ever mixed. But now, when they're coming to Eretz Yisrael, to Akko, then at that point, wine was cheaper, and that's why he was concerned. Amar le Rabbi Yirmiyahu Rabbi Zeira Dilmi Aidi Tzur Asu Deshavi Chamra. Maybe when the boat was traveling to Akko, maybe it came through Tzur, came through Tyre, and in Tyre, Shavi Chamra, the value of wine is cheap. Maybe it went that way. Amar le Hasam Ikuli B'shuri. He said, "No, no one's going to go through Tzur. There's Ikuli B'shuri." Rashi says, there's water which goes at an angle. There's, I guess, heavy rains that causes some sort of whirlpool action in that area. And also, Pshuri, it's cold, and then when there's a little bit of heat, it causes the ice to break off. And again, just not the safest place for a boat to be traveling. So therefore, there's no concern it went that direction. It would have gone the way where the wine is expensive, and since the wine was expensive, it wouldn't have been mixed in with the Murias. So just to recap, so with the Chartzanim and Zagin, they pass like the Chachamim, that after 12 months, it's considered Yavesh, and you can even eat it. And when it comes to the Murias, generally speaking, is prohibited, but if it's made by, because we're concerned that the wine was mixed in, but if it was made by an uman, then the first two times it was used to squeeze out the fats from it, it's not a problem, but the third time it would be prohibited.